All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog. Very, very knowledgeable man. Political scientist, Joel Skousen. His website's www.joelskousen.com. Go in there and take a look around, folks. Very brilliant guy. Got a very political mind and can learn a lot from this fella. Okay, I'm opening up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. You can call in with any questions or comments you like. I'll cover a little bit of news here. If I get a chance, we'll see how the phones go. But let's go. I know Bill has been holding. Let's go to Bill in Idaho. Bill, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Hello, Bill.
Yes. Hello.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Yes, extremely well. What about you?
I'm doing fine today. Thank you.
Yeah, I understand that your guest is gone. Is that true?
Yeah, very busy guy. He had an hour. I was hoping I'd be able to keep him for an hour and a half, but I knew he was busy.
I am so disappointed. I next time you have him on in regard to this analysis situation that's going on for the grand jury discussion in regard to this founding of his presidential campaign, Reagan was infiltrated long before Bush was, and it was through OPM Maria Van Damme, and the Nazification of the presidency has occurred forever. Give me a ground address that I can ship that documentation to you. I need to get you something else that I promised you a long time ago that apparently is strung between John and the office or something that got lost. I sent a copy of it, and John hasn't released it, and I don't understand it.
Well, do you want the office address?
No, I've got to. That's where it went and got stuck. I need your ground address so I can try.
My personal ground address.
Yes.
Okay, you can go into my ground address is on my website www.theamericanawakening.org, and where you see the banners up there for orders. Okay, for example, Randy Weaver's book, you'll see the ground address right there.
Okay, we'll go with that. But when you do get a chance to get him on again, boy, I wish you would announce it ahead of time, only by virtue of the fact that...
Well, okay, but Bill, wait a minute.
Yeah.
It is announced ahead of time because you can go into my website and see my upcoming guests.
I didn't know that. I apologize.
Yeah, when you go into my website, just click on guests, and it's got the itinerary for the entire week of who's going to be on.
Boy, yeah. It was a wonderful guest, and he is loaded with investigative information. Take a look at the archive of Dave Emery. Have you been in there?
Dave Emery?
Emery, E-M-O-R-Y. Dave Emery.
Dave Emery.
Just Google it in. There'll be in a whole entire archive. You can listen MP3, but there's even a larger archive of articles, both black and white source. It might really help you.
Okay, very good. It's Dave, D-A-V-E, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right, very good. Yeah, thanks for the call, Bill. Appreciate it. And whatever it is, you can go ahead and send it that ground address. Just go onto my website, www.theamericanawakening.org.
The okay? American Awakening. Right. Bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Okay. Again, phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443. Yeah, Joel Skousen's a very busy guy. I was hoping to have him up for an hour and a half. I was going to open the phone lines and have a half hour worth of questions and comments for you guys. Unfortunately, he's got a lot going on, and he's not an easy guy to get up. Matter of fact, he just he's been out of the country, just got back Sunday night, and he's got a really busy schedule. So with that, I'm sorry about that, but it was kind of a curveball that I couldn't keep him up for over an hour. Anyway, we've got to go to a break. I'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Got more. Stick with me. And the phone lines are open.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
We're back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Pretty scary. Setting up a shadow government that not the light side and the dark side, the good side of the FBI, the bad side of the FBI, an immune, privatized army, which brings up waterboarding. I'm going to play a clip from you for you from Keith Olbermann regarding waterboarding, because this ties into it as well, folks. It's a pretty long clip. It's going to take to the next break, but listen to what Keith has to say about waterboarding and what George W. Bush or his handlers, like Joel Skousen said, have devolved into. Here we go.
Finally tonight, as promised, a special comment on the meaning of the story of former U.S. Acting Assistant Attorney General Daniel Levin. It is a fact startling in its cynical simplicity, and it requires cynical and simple words to be properly expressed. The presidency of George W. Bush has now devolved into a criminal conspiracy to cover the ass of George W. Bush. All the petulancy, all the childish threats, all the blank stare stupidity, all the invocations of World War III, all the sophistic questions about which terrorist attacks we wanted him not to stop, all the phony secrets, all the claims of executive privilege, all the stumbling tap dancing of his nominees, all the verbal flatulence of his apologists, all of it is now, after one revelation last week, transparently clear for what it is: the pathetic and desperate manipulation of the government, the refocusing of our entire nation towards keeping this mock president and this unstable vice president and this departed, wildly self-overrating attorney general and all the others from potential prosecution for having approved or ordered the illegal torture of prisoners being held in the name of our country. Waterboarding is torture, Daniel Levin was to write. Daniel Levin was no theorist and no protester. He was no troublemaking politician. He was no table-pounding commentator. Daniel Levin was an astonishingly patriotic American and a brave man. Brave not just with words or with stances, even in a dark time when that kind of bravery can usually be scared or bought off. Charged, as you heard in the story from ABC News last Friday, with assessing the relative legality of the various nightmares in the Pandora's box that is the Orwell-worthy euphemism enhanced interrogation, Mr. Levin decided that the simplest and the most honest way to evaluate them was to have them enacted upon himself. Daniel Levin took himself to a military base and let himself be waterboarded. Mr. Bush, ever done anything that personally courageous? Perhaps when you've gone to Walter Reed and teared up over the maimed servicemen and then gone back to the White House and confirmed and determined that there would be more maimed servicemen? Has it been that kind of personal courage, Mr. Bush, when you've spoken of American triumphs and the triumph of freedom and sacrifice of your own popularity for the sake of our safety and then permitted others to fire or discredit or destroy anybody who disagreed with you, whether they were your own generals or Max Cleland or Joe Wilson and Valerie Plame or Daniel Levin? Daniel Levin should have a statue in his honor in Washington right now. Instead, he was forced out as acting assistant attorney general nearly 3 years ago because he had the guts to do what George Bush could not do in a million years, actually put himself at risk for the sake of his country, for the sake of what is right. And they waterboarded him. And he wrote that even though he knew those doing it meant him no harm, and he knew they would rescue him at the instant of the slightest distress, and he knew he would not die, still with all that reassurance, he could not stop the terror screaming from inside of him, could not quell the horror, could not convince that which is at the core of each of us, the entity who exists behind all the embellishments we strap to ourselves, like purpose and name and family and love. He could not convince his being that he wasn't drowning. Waterboarding, he said, is torture. Legally, it is torture. Practically, it is torture. Ethically, it is torture. And he wrote it down. Wrote it down somewhere where it could be contrasted with the words of this country's 43rd president. The United States of America does not torture. Made you into a liar, Mr. Bush. Made you into, if anybody had the guts to pursue it, a criminal, Mr. Bush. Waterboarding had already been used on Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and a couple of other men none of us really care about, except, sir, for the one detail you had forgotten, that there are rules. And even if we just make up these rules, this country observes them anyway because we're Americans, sir, and we're better than that, and we're better than you. And the man your Justice Department selected to decide whether or not waterboarding really was torture had decided, and not in some phony academic fashion, nor while wearing the Walter Mitty poseur attire of flight suit and helmet. He had put his money, Mr. Bush, where your mouth was. So your sleazy, sycophantic henchman, Mr. Gonzalez, had to have him append an asterisk, suggesting his black and white answer wasn't black and white after all, that there might have been a quasi-legal way of torturing people, maybe with an absolute time limit and a physician entitled to stop it, maybe if your administration had ever bothered to set any rules or guidelines. And then when your people realized that even that was too dangerous, Daniel Levin was branded too independent and someone who could not be counted on. In other words, Mr. Bush, somebody you couldn't count on to lie for you. So Levin was fired because if it ever got out what he concluded and the lengths to which he went to validate that conclusion, anybody who had sanctioned waterboarding and who knows what else, anybody, you yourself, sir, you would have been screwed, and screwed you are. It can't be coincidence that the story of Daniel Levin should emerge from the black hole of this secret society of a presidency just at the conclusion of the unhappy saga of the newest attorney general nominee. Another patriot somewhere listened as Judge Mukasey mumbled like he'd never heard of waterboarding and refused to answer in words that which Daniel Levin answered on a waterboard somewhere in Maryland or Virginia 3 years ago. And this someone also heard George Bush say, the United States does not torture. And he realized either Mr. Bush was lying or this wasn't the United States of America anymore, and either way, he needed to do something about it. not in the way Levin needed to do something about it, but in a brave way nonetheless. We have United States senators who need to do something about it, too. Chairman Leahy of the Judiciary Committee has seen this for what it is and said enough. Senator Schumer has seen it, reportedly as some kind of puzzle piece in the New York political patronage system, and unfortunately he has failed. What Senator Feinstein has seen to justify joining Schumer in rubber-stamping Mukasey, I cannot guess. It is obvious that both these senators should look to the meaning of the story of Daniel Levin and recant their support for Mukasey's confirmation. And they should look into their own committee's history and recall that in 1973, their predecessors were able to wring, even from Richard Nixon, a guarantee of a special prosecutor, ultimately a special prosecutor of Richard Nixon, in exchange for their approval of his new Attorney General, Elliot Richardson. If they could get that out of Nixon, you, before you confirm the president's latest human echo tomorrow, you better be able to get a yes or a no out of Michael Mukasey. Ideally, you should lock this government down financially until a special prosecutor is appointed, or 50 of them. But I'm not holding my breath. The yes or the no on waterboarding would have to suffice. Because remember, if you can't get it, or you won't, with the time between tonight and the next presidential election, likely to be the longest year of our lives, you are leaving this country and all of us to the waterboards, symbolic and otherwise, of George W. Bush. Ultimately, Mr. Bush, the real question isn't who approved the waterboarding of this fiend, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two others. It is why were they waterboarded? Study after study for generation after generation, sir, has confirmed that torture gets people to talk, torture gets people to plead, torture gets people to break, but torture does not get them to tell the truth. Of course, Mr. Bush, this isn't a problem, is it, if you don't care if the terrorist plots they tell you about are the truth, or just something to stop the tormentors from drowning them. If, say, a president simply needed a constant supply of terrorist threats to keep the country scared, if, say, he needed phony plots to play hero during and to boast about interrupting and to use to distract people from the threat he did not interrupt, if, say, he realized that even terrorized people still need good ghost stories before they will let a president pillage the Constitution. Well, heck, Mr. Bush, who better to dream them up for you than an actual terrorist? He'll tell you everything he ever fantasized doing in his most horrific of daydreams, his equivalent of the day you flew onto the deck of the Lincoln to explain you'd won in Iraq. Now, if that's what this is all about, you tortured not because you're stupid and you think that torture produces confession, but that you tortured because you're smart enough to know it produces really authentic-sounding fiction. Well, then, you're going to need all the lawyers you can find, because that crime wouldn't just mean impeachment, would it, sir? That crime would mean George W. Bush is going to prison. Thus, the master tumblers turn, and the lock yields, and the hidden explanations can all be perceived in their exact proportions and in their exact progressions. Daniel Levin's eminently practical, eminently logical, eminently patriotic way of testing the legality of waterboarding had to vanish, and him with it. Thus, Alberto Gonzalez has to use that brain that sounds like an old car trying to start on a freezing morning to undo 8 centuries of the forward march of law and government. Thus, Dick Cheney has to ridiculously assert that confirming we do or do not use any particular interrogation technique would somehow help the terrorists. Thus, Michael Mukasey, on the eve of the vote that will make him the high priest of the law of this land, cannot and must not answer a question, nor even hint that he's thought about a question, which merely concerns the theoretical definition of waterboarding as torture. Because, Mr. Bush, in the 7 years of your nightmare presidency, this whole string of events has been transformed. From its beginning as the most neglectful protection ever of the lives and the safety of the American people, into the most efficient and cynical exploitation of tragedy for political gain in this country's history, and then to the giddying prospect that maybe you could do what the military fanatics did in Japan in the 1930s and remake a nation into a fascist state so efficient and so self-sustaining that the fascism itself would be nearly invisible. But at last, this frightful plan is ending with an unexpected crash, the shocking reality that no matter how thoroughly you might try to extinguish them, Mr. Bush, how thoroughly you might try to brand disagreement as disloyalty, Mr. Bush, there are still people like Daniel Levin who believe in the United States of America as true freedom, where we are better not because of schemes and wars, but because of dreams and morals. And ultimately, sir, these men, these patriots, will defeat you, and they will return this country to its righteous standards and to its rightful owners, the people.
All right. I'll comment on this after the break, folks. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and I'll tie this together for you. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And you might be asking yourself, how does all this tie in? Well, I'm going to tie it in for you here, folks. You know, torture, all right? What good is torturing somebody? If you're torturing somebody and they are, they think they're drowning, which is what waterboarding does, or if you're electrically shocking them, would it not give you whatever confession that you would be trying to derive out of somebody? I mean, let's face it, if you're faced with imminent death, you know, you're reduced to your core value of survival. And you're going to say literally, or at least 99% of people are going to say anything to stop the torture. Well, why is there such a big deal being made out of this? I mean, we go back to Mukasey. Mukasey is about to be appointed as the new successor attorney general to Alberto Gonzalez, and Mukasey will not call waterboarding torture. Now, why is that? Well, it's because if they call waterboarding torture, that means that Bush and Cheney would have to be tried for war crimes, and they can't let that happen, so they can't call waterboarding torture. They have to derive a new definition for it. Okay? But how does that tie in with old Blackwater, the shadow government, or whatever? You know,
if you think about it, let's go back to the core issue, the war on terror. It was really kicked off right after 9/11. And they're going after those evil, Muslim Islamo-fascists. Well, as most of my listeners know, not necessarily the new listeners, but we know that it's a facade. It's smoke and mirrors. It's a lie, because really they're coming after us. All right? But what would be the best way to perpetuate a war on terror? If there really isn't any terrorists out there and it's all an illusion, then how could you perpetuate a war on terror if there aren't any? Well, I would say one good way to do it would be to implement torture. Why is that? Because, as I just said, when you implement torture, you're going to get a confession out of somebody that you wouldn't ordinarily get if they weren't being tortured. You'd get a confession, which is exactly whatever it is that the person torturing the individual wants to hear. You'd get a signed confession. In most cases, you would. Well, what would that do? That would certainly perpetuate a war on terror, because now you could point a finger and say, see, we told you he was a terrorist. But it doesn't stop at that, folks, because of H.R. 1955. Okay, now we've got this situation with homegrown terrorism, radicalization. And as my guest Joel Skousen so eloquently portrayed, Blackwater is a privatized shadow army that is being set up. They're being trained at several locations here in the United States for just that. And to add insult to injury, they're being granted immunity. So they can go out, carry out whatever evil deeds the administration wants them to carry out, and they can get away with it, including but not limited to waterboarding. So now what have we got? Now we're looking at legislation, H.R. 1955, that is shot through the Congress. It's S-1959 that's going through the Senate right now. And if it indeed does go through the Senate, we know George Bush is going to sign it. He's setting up a shadow army, or his handlers are setting up this shadow army that is immune from anything they do to any of us. And who is us? Well, that's the homegrown terrorists. That's the radicalized individual, you know, that supposedly used the internet to try to instill their opinion on other people. You know what's really sad about this? It's the only opinion that I myself or any of you faithful listeners out there to RBN and the other networks, the only opinions that we're trying to instill in people is the opinions that were instilled to us when we were in school, and it's called a constitutional republic, and they made us swear allegiance to a flag of the republic for which it stands 5 days a week for 12 years of our life. They propagandized us that this was a constitutional republic, and all we're doing now is parroting what they taught us in school. And now, because we're doing that, they're passing this legislation that is going to call us a homegrown terrorist for doing such a thing? What's wrong with this equation, folks? Now, I don't know, you know, I don't have a TV, as most of you folks know, so I'm not up to date on what's happening with this impeachment resolution that Dennis Kucinich put forward. I'd like to hear an update on it, but the phone lines are open. I'd like to get your thoughts on this. 800-313-9443. The rest of the show, I'm just going to open up the phone lines and have you guys, you know, call and give me your opinion on this, because do you see the picture that I'm seeing here? Do you see that, you know, this guy, Mukasey, as Joel Skousen said, this guy's going to be worse than Alberto Gonzalez. Now, we know that there's only 1 year left of the administration, 1 year and 2 months or whatever it is. But how much damage can be done in 14 months? When they say waterboarding isn't torture, okay, when Keith Olbermann was talking about, what's his name, David Levin, who went and subjected himself to waterboarding to determine for himself if it was or was not torture. And he came away of the conclusion. He was an assistant deputy attorney general who was let go, by the way, by the administration because they realized that he wasn't going to be in lockstep with them because he experienced it for himself. We'll be back after the break. Phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. Give me a call with your thoughts and comments. I'd really appreciate hearing from you, folks. Be back in 3 minutes. Got more for you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm gonna reiterate. I'm gonna read just a small part again that Keith Olbermann mentioned in his little 10-minute speech there on Bush. It is a fact startling in its cynical complicity, and it requires cynical and simple words to be properly expressed. The presidency of George W. Bush has now devolved into a criminal conspiracy to cover his arse. All the petulancy, all the childish threats, all the blank stare stupidity, all the invocations of World War III, all the sophistic questions about which terrorist attacks we wanted him not to stop, all the phony secrets, all the claims of executive privilege, all the stumbling tap dancing of his nominees, all the verbal flatulence of his apologists, all of it is now, after one revelation last week, transparently clear for what it is. The pathetic and desperate manipulation of the government, the refocusing of our entire nation towards keeping this mock president and this unstable vice president and this departed, wildly self-overrating attorney general and the others from potential prosecution for having approved or ordered the illegal torture of prisoners being held in the name of this country.
Is it just me, or do you see the big picture here, folks? They declared a war on terrorism after 9/11. They pointed a finger. You know, when the buildings came down and they swatted the beehive, and all of us were so upset, and we wanted to go get somebody, and they pointed a finger in the direction of Afghanistan, and we ran over there, and, you know, coincidentally, they already had the war plans in place. I wonder why. So we all went over there to try to find Osama bin Laden, who's been dead since December 26, 2001, in accordance with several different newspapers. I can't remember. I think Al Jazeera reported it, Haaretz, a couple of other ones. So we went over there after him, okay? Then they started talking about the WMDs and the fact that we didn't want to see a mushroom cloud, and Saddam Hussein was a bad guy, and I'm not saying he was a good guy. I'm just saying that they pointed the finger over there, and they got 150,000 of our troops locked up in a quagmire over there, which isn't really even a war. It's an occupation. We've lost how many soldiers over there? How many of our sons and daughters are now either dead or maimed because of this? How many Iraqis have been killed? It says it's over a million now that's being reported. So we got into all of this. And then we got into the arresting. Now, when they first went into Afghanistan, they were rounding up people that were suspected terrorists, and they were torturing them. Then we had the Abu Ghraib scandal. Remember that? Torturing all these people. And then the waterboarding thing came into play, and it came out in mainstream media that they were waterboarding. And then they changed the definitions around as to what was torture and what wasn't torture. And why did they do all this? Well, I have an answer. I'm not saying it's the answer, but it's the only answer with the preponderance of the evidence that makes any sense to me, and that is that they knew when they went over there. They didn't go over into Afghanistan because they were looking for terrorists. They went over there with a Caspian oil deal and to make sure that the poppy seeds were still growing. But that's what they used. They used terrorism in the war on terror. And how else can they perpetuate this continuing war on terror unless they force confessions out of people, innocent people, what, you know, through waterboarding, through shocking, through whatever it is that they do, to get a confession that they want to hear, which, yes, I am a terrorist. Henceforth, they can point a finger, say, yes, see, here's a terrorist, we've found another one, we've thwarted these plots. And they can continue to perpetuate this lie. Let's go to George in Florida. George, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, good
Hello,
show, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Yes, I gotta tell you one thing about George Bush's administration. It's gonna go. It's history is gonna judge him harshly, just like the Clintons and just like Bush Sr. I mean Bush Sr. for starting the ball rolling, Clinton for continuing. And Bush trying to ice the cake.
Well, I've said all along, George, that we've been being tag-teamed by the Bushes and the Clintons since 1981. You know, it's just like my guest Joel Skousen said, that these people have handlers. You know, when Ronald Reagan came into office and he didn't do their bidding, he was shot. And then he was either warned or he was drugged, okay? And I think George H.W. Bush was running the administration ever since. That's my opinion. I'm not sure how true it is, but it looks like that would be. I would like to, you know, myself, I would like to think that Ronnie Reagan was a good guy. I liked him. I was another dumbed-down American back then. You know, I've learned so much. I've learned now through my 2 years of being awake that I don't trust any of them on anything they say. Anything they say, George, I have to go down the rabbit hole and look at it 8 ways to Sunday.
Well, I got to. I have to talk to somebody. See if they get them go come on the air. But he, this person was an aide for one of the top generals in the United States Army. And what he told me is more like there was a lot of friction between the Bush camp and the Reagan camp when Reagan was in office. There was a lot of friction.
Okay.
And I don't know what it was about, but he said. There was a lot of friction. And, you know, I really believe, like, Reagan wanted to do, so, like, Reagan wanted to go after secret societies. I remember, my mom still has a news clipper clipping back, like, 22 years ago from the St. Petersburg Times talking about George H.W. Bush and secret societies.
Well, you know, what comes to mind when you mention that is the Iran-Contra affair. Because I recall... you know, Ronald Reagan getting up in front of the public at large and saying he knew nothing of it. And, you know, I believe him. I don't believe he was privy to that. But I do know that George H.W. Bush was implicated in that. And, you know, it still, to my knowledge, goes on to this day. When and this is why I say it's a strong tie between the Bushes and the Clintons, because when Clinton was governor of Arkansas, you know, these drugs were being run through Mena, Arkansas, you know. So I don't know, you know, I don't know whether that would be just propaganda. I don't know, you know, how much information your friend the general was privy to. You know, all I can do is come away with my opinions, because obviously I wasn't an insider in that administration, and I'm looking back on it now as opposed to being a part of it, and I'm looking back, you know, from a more mature mind and from an awakened mind, if you will, George. So, and I'm not saying that I'm 100% right. I'm only speculating here. You know, I go by, you know, evidence and the preponderance thereof. So, you know, he could be right. I don't know.
Well,
but at any rate, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on Joel Skousen talking about this Blackwater and you know, setting up a privatized army that is separate and distinct from, you know, like the dark side of the FBI or the DEA or whatever? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I kind of see. I talk to a lot of military people. There's like a revolt going on in the military, and I really think there's a revolt going on in the bureaucracy. And I kind of see, because George Bush, I think, can't count on the military to do his bidding, can't count on like the whites, the lighter side, good side of the FBI or the CIA or the Department of Justice. The same thing with the lawyers. You got like Johnny Sutton's on the dark side, but you got some good U.S. attorneys. And I just see this as a part of, you know, because I don't really talk, because I really think there's a bureaucratic, and I really think there's a revolt in the ranks of the military. And I really think he has to go outside his chain of command, create his private chain of command to carry out what the military and the law enforcement won't unlawfully do.
Right, and that would make total sense, because, you know, when you're talking about dissension among the ranks, and I don't care whether you're talking about the military ranks, George, or you're talking about the FBI or the CIA or the DEA or whoever it is, of course there's going to be dissension against the ranks, because it's just as Joel Skousen so eloquently stated, that, you know, the light side, if you will, was getting glimpses of the dark side. And if they privatize and they separate that through Blackwater, DynCorp, and other these privatized contractors, then the light side of the FBI, DEA, and so forth wouldn't see that happening. It wouldn't be involved or complicit in the agency, which brings me to Sybil Edmonds, who has come forth last week and said that she is willing to go mainstream public to anybody that will listen to her interview unedited, and she will implicate members of the FBI and the two congressional members and so forth, but nobody's taken her up on the offer. So, no, you're probably right in that area, George.
Yeah, because even like in the police department, even though you got some bad cops, there's starting to be really some sharp dissension in ranks. And they're trying to, like I say, the sheriff's department's trying to bring Blackwater in. And like I say, the federal government's trying to bully our local police department to bring in Blackwater and to retrain the officers. And some of the police officers are resisting. They don't welcome Blackwater. And, you know, like I say, there's dissension happening within the ranks of our government, too. And I think Bush is looking at that. That's why he's gotten this private black army to go do his dirty work.
Well, yes, and it's interesting, as Joel Skousen had noted, that, you know, ultimately George Bush doesn't realize it. I mean, you know, he's in this position of being handled. He's a puppet, if you will. And what he doesn't realize is that the fingers is eventually going to be pointed at him for all of the ills. He's going to be the fall guy. He's going to take the blame for all of this, when it really wasn't anything more than a desire for power that he got into office to begin with. Because, as Joel said, you know, the guy's not the sharpest marble. You know, he's not the most brilliant. And evidently, these people that handle him, they don't want him to be the most brilliant guy. They want him to look to his advisors, because his advisors are all part of a lot of them are part of the dark side, if you will. And when I say the dark side, it's, you know, I keep thinking of Star Wars. But in a sense, it is kind of like that. You know,
but you know, the thing is, like with Ron Paul, which I think that really scares him, It's not only, like I say, he's his own man. He don't count on advisors. I mean, he's his own man.
Well, that's true. And you know, again, I go back to Joel, and I had asked his opinion, because he's a political scientist, and I was asking his opinion about what he thought about the possibility of Ron Paul being elected. And he, you know, he still thinks it's a long shot, if at all. But there's hope. I mean, you know, Ron Paul raised $4.2 million yesterday on the Internet. I mean, he broke records. He beat Mitt Romney by almost $1 million. And that shows that there's a grassroots movement in this country to get back to square one, that constitutional republic that we were propagandized into believing when we were growing up actually existed and could exist again if the right people were in power. Now, if Ron Paul were to, you know, there's an outside chance he were to get elected and he were to surround himself with, you know, critically minded, intelligent, and righteous people, if you will, then we could not necessarily cure all of the ills, but we could make some moves in the right direction, at least. But I agree with him on Hillary Clinton. I don't think that Hillary Clinton... I don't think that the dark side wants Hillary Clinton in power, because Hillary Clinton's too full of herself.
Well, you ever read that book, Unlimited Access, by Gary Aldrich?
Have I read it? No, I haven't, sir.
Well, I get that book because it talked about how the staff workers in the White House told how Hillary did not want anybody looking at her when she walked through the halls, because Hillary thought of herself as nobody has the right to look upon her because she's so good and everybody else is a cockroach type of attitude.
Well, you know, coming from the position of a cockroach, now, if you were a cockroach, George, how would you view the rest of the world? You know, and that could be the conclusion that you derive. You know, everybody, I mean, from a cockroach's point of view, everybody else doesn't have the right to look upon the cockroach. That's why when the lights turn on, they scramble under the cupboard. Right?
Yes. But like I say, Hillary thinks high of herself that nobody has the right to look upon her. Look at her or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, she's so good and we're so...
I totally understand. I'll tell you what my main concern is, really, is that, you know, when they're privatizing this army, this Blackwater and the other, you know, the contractors and so forth, and they are granted immunity, where right now we've seen it happening in Iraq, but it's coming to a city near you. Then they've got this waterboarding where they declare it's not torture, and you add on H.R. 1955, where they're starting to talk about radicalization and homegrown terror, and they're pointing a finger at us, guys like you that know the truth. You're not in lockstep, George. You know, you know if you're not with us, you're with the terrorists. Well, if you're not with them and you don't want to bomb Iraq and you don't want to bomb Iran, okay, then you're a terrorist. Are they going to waterboard you?
Well, I'd say, like Ted Kennedy, all these people over there were voting on that bill, just like the 404 congressmen. I really think when they passed that bill, it proved that they're not fit to hold that seat in Congress. And not only like if you're going to support Ron Paul, I mean, I'm even thinking about like going down filing papers and running as independent for Congress. Because Ron Paul is going to need congressional support. He cannot be the last man, lone man standing in the White House.
Well, my opinion is, if indeed Ron Paul were to get elected, these people in Congress right now that are cowardly, you know, they fear for their jobs, they fear for repercussions from the administration in the context of what the administration is now. I believe that a lot of these people... As, what's that old saying that you know, the country's people are a reflection of its leadership? And if the leadership is on the bright light side, like it would be under the Ron Paul administration, I believe a lot of these congressmen that are kowtowing to whatever it is being, you know, shoved through them right now, I think they would have a different attitude. I could be wrong. I don't know. But that would be, you know, that would be my first idea. You know, I don't know how many of these people are compromised. According to Joel Skousen, he thinks it's about 75%. Could be more. I don't know. But remember this. If Ron Paul were to get elected, his intent is to do away with the Federal Reserve, do away with the IRS. Okay, well, that intent right there flies in the face of these banksters. So, you know, if that deed were to be done, then would you not think that there would be the curtain would fall and there'd be a blanket of light that is shed on, you know, Congress and the Senate? The good ones, the ones that are good at heart, would turn from their evil ways. The bad ones would be like those cockroaches and scurry under the cupboard. I don't know.
Don't just retire. Don't just retire, I hope.
Okay. All right, anything else, George?
Yeah, I just want to just say, that I couldn't give $100 yesterday. I had a power steering hose go in my car, so most of my money's going to that. But I did give something. I did mail out something. So,
well, you know, this is an ongoing thing. He needs to raise $12 million by December 31st, and I believe he's around $7.5 million. So if you come up with an extra $25, $50, $100 between now and then, send it in to him. You know,
I challenge the audience. Let's give him $20 million by Christmas. I mean, he's
like
half. What's that?
I'd like to see it.
I mean, we give him $20 million, I mean, it's going to be like knocking the wind out of the opposition.
Well, I think we've already dealt him a blow. MSNBC is the only one, at least to my knowledge, that has stepped up to the plate and announced that indeed he did raise that. I haven't heard any of the other networks. I could be wrong. But anyway, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, George. Got to go to a break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Final segment coming up. Stick with me.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back. Final segment of The American Awakening. Yeah, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load, folks. I'll tell you, torture, waterboarding. Is it simply to cover George Bush's arse? You know, because if they called it torture, then they'd be able to arrest him for war crimes. Or are they waiting in the wings with it? Something to threaten us under this H.R. 1955. Something to think about, folks. You know, in all my years of fogging a mirror on this planet, and as now, and I'll tell you that I haven't always been politically oriented. Sometimes more than others, depending on, you know, who was running for president. You know, I haven't voted diligently in every election throughout my life. I can count on one hand the presidents that I voted for. You know, I voted for Ronald Reagan. But, you know, depending on the person that was running would be how much attention I really paid to the political, movement, if you will. And it wasn't until I woke up that I realized, and by the way, wasn't it just Alex Jones and John Statler, it was a lot of you out there. A lot of you have been listening to RBN a lot longer than I have, and I'd listen to phone calls, and I'd take notes on some of the callers that called in with some of the things they brought forth, and I'd go down the rabbit hole and I'd research it. So I give you guys a thank you as well for waking me up, making me realize, you know, what exactly is going on here. But in all my years of fogging a mirror on this planet, I have never seen the amount of corruption that I have seen in this administration. And then the thought comes to mind, you know, we've got 1 year left. That is in case, unless, George Bush's handlers tell George Bush to declare martial law and then there is no election next year. But even if that didn't happen, are they indeed paving the way for Hillary Clinton? And how much worse can it get? Just like with Mukasey's nomination and his appointment to Attorney General, which is supposed to happen this week. As Joel Skousen said, he thinks that this guy's going to be worse than Alberto Gonzalez. Well, how much worse can it get? I guess it can get as bad as we let it get. And there's a line in the sand that you got to draw, and you got to say enough is enough. They cannot continue to do this to us unless we let them. So the secret is, don't let them. Remember, if everybody just sat down and did nothing. Remember when George Bush came out, you know, after 9/11, and he said, "Well, everybody just do it. Go shopping. We want you to go shopping." Yes, they wanted us to go shopping. They wanted to keep that economic pinwheel going. Okay. Well, what happened? What would happen if we all stopped? What would happen if we all stopped flying? We stopped flying. We stopped shopping at Walmart. Okay. Their entire system would crumble. It's already crumbling from out from underneath us only due to the ignorance of the majority of the American people who had no idea about this fiat currency system. And they are going to experience firsthand the deceit that has been being laid upon them since 1913. And you know what? I know, like a lot of you, I go out and try to tell people and they don't listen. They just don't listen. Like my mother used to tell me, "Well, Michael, those who don't listen must feel." They're going to feel it. I hope you're in a position not to feel it. End of another day. Stay tuned for John Stadtmiller's National Intel Report. Guess what? Today's Tuesday's got Bob Chapman coming up. Sure, he'll have a good show for you. Don't want to miss it because the economic indicators are showing us gold is going up exponentially. We will see you tomorrow. I will have Lindsay McKenzie on. Finally, talking about the country comparisons. Have a good rest of the day, folks. Bye. With